with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, June 9th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Lamar softball team earned a hard-fought split with 13th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton in MRAC play. The Bulldogs lost Game 1 by a score of 10-9 in 9 innings, but bounced back to win Game 2 by a score of 9-6. Both games showed that when the Bulldogs needed run production, they were able to get it. For example, the Bulldogs were down 8-4 heading into the bottom of the 7th inning in Game 1 when Charlie Grossenheider hit a grand slam to tie the game and keep the Bulldogs alive and force a couple of extra innings. In Game 2, Lamar scored a run in nearly every inning with 6 insurance runs coming in the final 2 innings. Lamar's head coach Brooke Harder says her offense knows what they're looking for at the plate and then how to attack it.
They know exactly what pitch they're looking for. I mean, they were taught from an early age, you know, it's reinforced through travel ball. We're looking for one pitch and one pitch only, and when that pitch comes, you go with it. You drive that ball hard. You put it in a gap, put it over the fence, line drive somewhere. They're very disciplined hitters, and they expect a lot out of themselves.
Game 2 got a great pitching performance from Kylie Hoffman, taking away a 5-run 7th inning that got away from Lamar's. Hoffman held the Warrior offense to just 1 run in the first 6 innings of the game. Coach Harder says she does a great job at inducing soft contact that makes for easy outs.
She does a fantastic job of producing ground ball outs. That is one thing that I really look forward to in that kid. Although she will strike kids out, she does a fantastic job of getting productive outs, whether it be ground ball outs like it was tonight, or even just fly ball outs to outfielders. I mean, she does a fantastic job of just getting routine ground ball outs.
And that game plan of pitching to contact shows a strong trust in the Bulldog defense. And Coach Harder, being a pitcher herself, says that's very important for a pitcher to be successful in any game.
Yeah, we want to strike kids out, but also there has to come a point where we have to rely on our defense. And she does that. She does that with 110% solely, you know, being able to rely on her defense to help her out. She has a great mix of pitches, which we throw. And I think that's really just what makes her, you know, so dominant and such a good force.
The Bulldogs were able to snap a 4-game losing streak with the win in Game 2 to improve to 8-4 in the MRAC. Now, Lamar's pushes forward to hopefully leave that portion of the schedule behind them. Coach Harder says the Bulldogs need to keep improving the little things to be successful the rest of the season.
We struggled for a while being able to beat ranked opponents or, you know, evenly matched opponents. And, you know, that was one thing that I told these guys. I said, guys, we do a lot of things right, but we really need to clean up just the small things. And I really think that that will make the difference. And, you know, it really did make the difference tonight in the second game. You know, our base running got better. You know, Sarah Brown took an extra base, you know, stealing home on just a miscue in the defense. So, you know, just being able to really clean up the small things, I really think moving forward will make the difference against those ranked opponents.
And the Bulldogs will be back in MRAC play on Tuesday at Sioux City East. That'll finish the first half of the conference schedule. Let's take a look at those scores from yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll continue with MRAC softball, where Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, they swept Sioux City West 11-1 and 7-0. Sioux City East swept Bishop Heelan by a score of 10-3 and then 7-6. So the Black Raiders now move into second place in the conference. The top three teams in the MRAC are separated by just 2 games. Sioux City North swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 4-1 and 13-1 yesterday. In Portugal Conference softball, the Galen Catholic Jays got back into the win column. A 6-4 victory over Harris Lake Park. Got a nice day at the plate. Out of the bottom of the order from Grace Kellen, she went 1-for-3 and drove in a pair of runs in the victory. Unity Christian took down MMCRU, the Royals with a tough contest, 8-2 win for the Knights. And West Sioux doubled up Woodbury Central 16-2. In the Western Valley Conference, 6th-ranked West Monona rolled over Lawton Bronson in 3 innings, 12-0. Woodbine shut out Westwood, 8-0. It was Ridgeview over River Valley, 11-6, and MVAOCOU beat OABCIG 10-0. In baseball yesterday in the Missouri River Conference, Sergeant Bluff Luton made it a sweep of the Bulldog baseball bats, 4-1 and 5-3. So Lamar's has now lost 5 games in a row and 4 in the Missouri River Conference in baseball. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson swept Sioux City West 5-3 and 9-8. It was Sioux City North splitting with Abe Lincoln. The Stars got game one 9-2, and then the Lynx got game two 7-4. And how about this? Sioux City East was able to split with Bishop Heelan yesterday. The Black Raiders took game one over the 8th-ranked Crusaders 5-4. And then 8th-ranked Bishop Heelan came back and shut out the Black Raiders in game two 7-0. In Warrigal Conference baseball from yesterday, 3rd-ranked Remsen St. Mary's continued a nice winning trend. 12-0 victory over Ridgeview in 5 innings. Isaiah Garrett went 5 innings on the bump, allowing 3 hits, no runs, striking out 9. Colin Holman homered for the 2nd game in a row. He went 2-for-2. He doubled a homer and 4 RBIs in the victory for the Hawks. Unity Christian continued the win over MMCRU 9-2. The Royals, they're starting off 4-0, have now lost 5 in a row of their own. In Western Valley Conference baseball yesterday, Alta Aurelia beat MVAOCOU 11-1. And yes, this is a real score. Woodbury Central 23-1 winner over West Sioux in baseball yesterday. All these scores and varsity action are on our website, as are Little League scores from yesterday. Junior boys action, D-backs beat the Royals 17-10. The Rays beat the Reds 7-6. Major boys action, Phils took down the Pirates 5-4. White Sox over the Cubs 13-12. Lots of close games. Yankees over the A's 7-4. Dodgers beat the Mets 11-10. And the Rockies beat the Angels 5-3. In minor league boys action, the Emeralds were able to get by the Timber Rattlers in a high-scoring one, 14-12. Red Wings beat the River Bandits 15-11. Bats over the Iron Birds, 14-13. Bulls beat the Knights, 14-8. Grasshoppers over the Hooks, 14-7. And the Tin Caps beat the Raptors, 11-8. Of course, those scores, as always, are on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. This week, the postseason soccer honors have been coming out across the state of Iowa, and some of those postseason honors coming right here to Lamar's. That includes Lamar's Community Girls Soccer star Zoe Whitcup, who was named to the Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-District Team in Class 2A's West District. The junior forward for the Bulldogs led Lamar's in every statistical category, and that means pretty much everything except for goalkeeping, in a season that ended in the regional semifinal for Lamar's. Following that announcement of being named All-District, Whitcup was named a second-team All-State in Class 2A by the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. This despite playing less than 50% of the Bulldogs' games this season. Easily a first-team All-Stater if she gets to was healthy enough to play all 18 games. But a good showing nonetheless, and goodness that she is being recognized for it as a second-team All-Stater by the High School Soccer Coaches Association in the state. Coming out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, a new set of softball rankings for this upcoming 7-day stretch. Let's take a look at the Class 1A rankings. There was a ton of movement here. North Lynn is now the number one team in the state in Class 1A. Martinsdale St. Mary's is up to number 2. Southeast Warren 3, Newell Fonda drops down to 4, Sigourney is ranked number 5, Fort Dodge St. Edmund, we've seen them a little bit this year, they're ranked number 6, Remsen St. Mary's dropped down 5 spots with the loss at CYO last weekend, they are now down to number 8 in Class 1A. Going down to Class 2A, where Iowa City Regina is the number 1 team in the state, Central Springs 2, Lisbon 3, Van Meter 4, Wilton is ranked number 5, West Monona's been having a good stretch, and the Spartans are up to number 6 as the highest-ranked team in the Western Valley Conference. In Class 3A, it is Williamsburg, ranked number 1, Davenport Assumption 2, Davis County 3, Wallert Catholic of Dubuque 4, Esterville Lincoln Central is ranked number 5, the West Lyon Wildcats come in ranked number 9 in 3A, the Sioux Center Warriors are ranked 13th. In Class 4A, Indianola is ranked number 1, Norwalk 2, Dallas Center Grimes 3, Fort Dodge 4, and Carlisle is ranked number 5. Down to the bottom of the rankings, there we see Sergeant Bluff Luton ranked number 13. Storm Lake enters the rankings. They're number 14 in this set of rankings, starting off the year 11-0. Finally, in Class 5A, Ankeny Centennial's number 1, Valley 2, Waukee Northwest 3, Ankeny 4, Linmar is ranked number 5, and no Sioux City schools are in those 5A rankings. Those rankings can be seen in their entirety on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab of the drop-down menu, click on Local Sports News. Now to the sports schedule for today in softball. In the Warrigal Conference, the Galen Catholic softball team heads to Lawton For a tournament hosted by Lawton Bronson, the Jays will take on those sixth-ranked Spartans of West Monona and the Eagles of Lawton Bronson. There's a triangular in town for softball today. Goes in the morning and early afternoon. Hinton will take on Lamar's to start the day. Then it'll be Hinton versus Western Christian. And then it'll be Lamar's versus Western Christian. A little triangular at the Lamar's Community Softball Diamond all throughout the day. In Warrigal Conference softball today, Remsen St. Mary's is at MMCRU. Akron Westfield's at South O'Brien. Unity Christian's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And West Sioux's at Trinity Christian. In baseball tonight in the Warrigal Conference, Gatling Catholics at Harris Lake Park. Remsen St. Mary's is at MMCRU. Akron Westfield's at South O'Brien. West Sioux's at Trinity Christian. Unity Christian is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson's at Siouxland Christian. OABCIG is at MVAOCOU. Lawton Bronson is at West Monona. And Ridgeview is at Woodbury Central. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Or better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.